Hello and welcome to the Print Pod, our daily podcast on the important news of the day. I am Risha Chitlangya and today I'll tell you about how a new feature in the online attendance system for the center's flagship rural employment scheme is posing problems for the workers. A new feature introduced by the Ministry of Rural Development to improve transparency in the online attendance system of the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Scheme is posing problems for workers, as they are required to travel back daily to the spot where they started work initially to mark their attendance. It is learned that Kerala and Andhra Pradesh have now flagged their concerns over this new feature to the ministry. Under the geofencing feature that was introduced last month in the National Mobile Monitoring System, workers are required to mark their daily attendance from within a 10-meter radius of a spot at a work site which was geotagged before commencement of the project. The workers now have to be present at this particular spot, which was geotagged in the mobile application by officials, to mark their attendance before they begin work and after 4 hours. Under the online monitoring system, all MGNREGS work sites are geotagged thrice, before commencement of work, during the work phase and at the end of the project, under which the latitude and longitude of a spot at the work site along with its photograph is uploaded on the portal. For online attendance, 2 geotagged time-stamped photographs of workers are taken in a day within a gap of 4 hours at the work site. In case the workers are not at the geotagged location or within 10 meters of it, the mobile application will now not capture the digital image of the workers. Till last month, the timestamped photographs of workers could be taken anywhere at the worksite. The new feature is now posing problems for workers, especially those involved in linear development projects such as plantation along roads, the repair and maintenance of canals, or projects spread over a large area to mark their attendance, according to senior officials with Kerala, Haryana, Andhra Pradesh and Karnataka governments. A senior Karnataka government official said that ever since the new feature was introduced last month, workers involved in linear projects have to walk back sometimes long distances to the geotagged site daily to mark their attendance. Road and canal repair projects are spread over 2 to 5 kilometers or sometimes more. A senior Karnataka government official said that ever since the new feature was introduced last month, workers involved in linear projects have to walk back sometimes long distances to the geotagged site daily to mark their attendance. There are some projects which are spread over large areas. Currently, they are making workers go back to the geotagged spot daily, but they said that it is not possible. A senior Karnataka government official said that ever since the new feature was introduced last month, workers involved in linear projects have to walk back sometimes long distances to the geotagged sites daily to mark their attendance. There are some projects which are spread over large areas, though currently they are making workers go back to the geotagged spot daily, they said that it is not practical. However, ministry officials said the new measure was introduced to improve transparency and capturing attendance. The introduction of the new feature, activists working with MGNREGA workers say, is just another way of harassing workers. They also question the way the ministry is introducing new measures in the NMMS Act. Social activist Nikhil Day, co-founder of the Mazdoor Kisan Shakti Sangathan, said that the NMMS continues to be a nightmare for workers and every additional layer just demonstrates the insensitivity that official machinery that refuses to understand the pain and exclusion caused to genuine workers. Day said that the geofencing itself has many logical challenges which have neither been discussed with workers nor have pilots been placed in the public domain based on which this measure has been implemented. The Rural Development Ministry official said that the new feature was introduced after carrying out pilots at 3 work sites in Haryana's Panipat district in January this year. Though the actual impact on the online attendance of workers is yet to be assessed by the 4 states the print spoke to, state government officials said that some modifications have to be made to address issues faced in linear projects The Kerala government's local self-government department, which is the nodal department for implementation of the center's rural employment scheme, has been receiving complaints regarding the new provision ever since it was introduced. According to an official, in some cases, exemptions are being given where the geotagged location is far away from the site. The Kerala government's local self-government department, which is the nodal department for implementation of the center's rural employment scheme, has been receiving complaints regarding the new provision ever since it was introduced. According to a senior official, in some cases, exemptions are being given where the geotagged location is far away from the site where the work is going on. The official further said that some modifications have to be made in the new provision so that workers don't have to walk back to the original location just for attendance. They also said that there are also network connectivity issues in some places. According to a senior Rural Development Ministry official, the implementation of the scheme is the responsibility of the state governments. However, handholding support is being provided to all states at any time for any issues related to NMMS. The official said that if need be, the ministry will schedule further discussion with stakeholders. That's all for today. Thank you for tuning in. For more from The Print, become a subscriber at theprint.in/subscribe. Tune in every day for more such news and analysis.